Out today at 48. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It was a weekend of deadly tornadoes in the nation's midsection. More than 130 tornadoes reported since Friday.
At least four people were killed from the storms in Oklahoma, including a four-month-old. The National Weather Service says a tornado that was at least EF3 strength, packing winds up to 165 miles per hour, destroyed the town of Sulphur. Roofs ripped off, homes demolished. In Iowa, several people were injured and one person killed in Minden, where officials say nearly half the city's homes have been destroyed. And authorities in Nebraska say more than 150 homes were damaged in Douglas County.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A Virginia man has become the fourth American to be arrested in Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean for bringing bullets into the country. Turks and Caicos bans private ownership of firearms and ammunition. The Oregon Lottery says it will present the winner today of the $1.3 billion Powerball drawing from April 6th. This is ABC News. After years of attrition, police departments nationwide report their ranks are going up.
For the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 killing of George Floyd, two events that led to a historic exodus of police officers, departments are reporting an increase in officers. That's according to a new survey from the Police Executive Research Forum, which found more sworn officers were hired in 2023 than in any of the previous 4 years. The shortage of officers meant many departments shifted resources away from investigations and quality of life issues such as noise violations or abandoned vehicles. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Felony theft charges against Roman Catholic priest Lawrence Kozak in South Coventry, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia. Investigators say he stole $40,000 from St. Thomas More Church over a period of 3 years and spent a lot of it on cell phone games, including Candy Crush Saga and Pokemon Go. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, a high temperature of 65 degrees expected. Also, it looks like for the nighttime hours, partial clearing and a low of 42. Tuesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 71. Showers likely Tuesday night by late evening and a thunderstorm possible, a low of 51. Wednesday, partly cloudy and pleasant, then showers and thunderstorms likely late at night, a high of 73. Thursday, 70 with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, a 40% chance of showers early and a high of 63. All total yesterday, 86/100ths of an inch of rain. It was a wet Sunday. We were at 63 for a high. That was at midnight yesterday morning. This morning, 1/100th of an inch of rain since midnight, and we've been right around the 49-degree mark through the night. It was 46 real early, but 49 for the last few hours. Cloudy conditions right now, and the air is calm. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today. Monday, April 29th, it is time to officially now begin the broadcast day at WRCO.
Oh, say, can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
brother live in the sunshine will understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by.
That's Black Hawk and Farther Along. Before that, our national anthem sung by Leanne Rimes. And here we are together again, friends, Monday, April 29th. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail after a soggy Sunday. And here we go on Monday, maybe a few more isolated showers early, but it should be a pretty nice day the way it sounds, and a high of 65 later on. We start out at 49. Well, some things to tell you about from the weekend in sports. It wasn't a stellar weekend for Wisconsin sports, that's for sure, but you can't win every weekend either. And the Bucks are kind of down to the low fuel lights on. That's for sure. So we'll talk about that when we check sports in about 10 minutes from right now. Well, let's get those chores started. Here is Waylon Jennings.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia, up there where that green grass grows. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Poor girl, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I mess with your mind, your little heart won't be the same. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't mess around with any old man. Well, I've been shot.
just quite a boy, as I was. Down in Alabama, they call me the man of joy. They still do. Yeah, I'm a rambling man. Don't fall in love with a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I mess with your mind, your little heart won't be the same. Oh, I'm a rambling man. Don't mess around with any old rambling man.
My bones can't be more than a mile or so from Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, where the river winds across the Mason and the Dixon lines. Heaven waits for me, I know, in Cincinnati.
I guess perhaps the memories got too strong, grabbed me by the heartstrings and pulled me home. I got to thinking about some friends I know in Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio. From Louisville, now there she lies at the foot of the hill, shining like a jewel in the valley below. Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, where the river winds across the Mason and the Dixon line.
That's Bill Anderson and WRCO Whisperin' Bill taking us to Cincinnati, Ohio. It is 5:14 here at WRCO Studios, a new week of wonderment, right? Yeah, well, we'll hope so anyway. With that rain, I could notice that because I did get out and knock down some dandelions on Saturday, I noticed this morning as I backed out, yep, it's already growing a little bit, so it's going to take off now, especially after that really good soaking rain yesterday.
My bills are all due, and the babies need shoes, but I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter a pound, and I'm busted. I got a cow that's gone dry, and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that get bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, 'cause I'm busted. I called on my brother to ask for a loan, 'cause I was busted. Lord, I hate to beg like a dog for a bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu. And I was just thinking about calling on you, 'cause I'm busted.
Thank you.
she's busted. The food that we canned last summer is gone, we're busted. The fields are all bare and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family's gotta pack up and go. But I'll make a living just where I don't know, 'cause I'm busted. I'm broke.
John Conley is busted today. Well, you got to go out and make your pay then, I guess. That's the way it goes. It is 17 after the hour of 5 o'clock.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30. This week's auction includes a small herd dispersal from Illinois, 22 head. It's a mixed herd of Holstein, milking shorthorn, Jerseys, and crossbred. All stages of lactation with 3 bred heifers and 4 summer yearling heifers included. A few purebreds will have registration papers. Plus fresh cows, 2-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale, and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus, on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 1 until 6 at the Laval Fire Department. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. Well, sports for today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Aaron Judge homered in the first inning and played a central role as a base runner during a 7-run rally in the sixth inning as the Yankees defeated the Brewers 15-5. Anthony Rizzo went 4-for-4 and hit his 300th career home run in the game. Well, the Brewers get ready to take on the Rays for their next series. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a win for Toronto over the Dodgers, 3-1, Atlanta 4, Cleveland 3, Texas 4-3 over Cincinnati. Houston 8-2 over Colorado, Arizona 3, Seattle 2, Boston 5-4 over the Cubs. In the National League, Mets got the win against St. Louis, 4-2, Washington 12-9 over Miami, San Francisco 3, Pittsburgh 2, Philadelphia 8-6 over San Diego. In the American League, Detroit 4, Kansas City 1, the White Sox 4-2 over Tampa Bay, Oakland 7, Baltimore 6, Minnesota 11-5 over the LA Angels. As far as the Bucks, the already shorthanded Bucks took another hit with 5:01 to play in the first quarter of Game 4 when forward Bobby Portis Jr. was ejected after drawing 2 technical fouls on the same play. Portis and Pacers guard Andrew Nembhard got locked up while battling for a rebound, which resulted in a brief shoving match and stoppage in play for a replay review. Portis and Nembhard were called for technical fouls for the initial shoves, and then officials assessed a second technical to Portis for slapping Nembhard in the head. Both were deemed to be hostile acts. The Pacers went on to win 126-113, and the Bucks are down now 3-1. New York 97, Philadelphia 92. The LA Clippers beat Dallas 116-111. And last night, Minnesota was a winner against Phoenix 122-116. Minnesota coach Chris Finch has a ruptured patellar tendon in his right knee after collision with Timberwolves guard Mike Conley in the fourth quarter. Conley was dribbling up the sidelines and collided with Sun star Devin Booker, who ran into the coach, who appeared to injure his right knee as Conley tried to brace their fall. He was out, and assistant coach Mike Inori directed the team for the final 1 minute 41 seconds. From the NHL, Colorado 5-1 over Winnipeg. Vancouver 1 in overtime over Nashville, 4-3. The Rangers 4, Washington 2. Edmonton 1-0 over Los Angeles. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
22 minutes after 5, 49 degrees in Richland Center. I think what we all need is just to get up and around and do the aerobic polka today. Here we go. Rice Family Band right there with Pete's Polka. Good for what ails you as we get the day started out on the right foot here today from WRCO, Monday, April 29th. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Certainly that warmth on Saturday night was, Saturday night was incredible. Shock to the system, and everybody was kind of saying the same thing. Ooh, I hope we don't get a storm. And there were some areas that did. A few things popped up here and there. Fortunately, in the WRCO, our main listening area, we didn't have any watches or warnings to speak of. There were some tornado watches Saturday night, especially toward the southern part of the state, and parts of Grant County and Iowa County were included in that, but then it was allowed to expire. So we kind of dodged it there, as we talked about on the national news a little bit ago. There were a lot of areas, especially in Iowa and Nebraska, that really took a hit with that severe weather. We're at 49, headed towards 65. Isolated showers and turning breezy for today. Winds from the southeast to the southwest could be between 10 and 17 miles per hour.
Once I made a promise that I'd never lead you on, but I feel the yearn to love you even though I know it's wrong.
You'll have to take my hand and lead me slowly through the door. I'll be wrong in what I'm doing. I can't refuse you anymore. Lead me.
in a way I've never known.
If you want me, I'll go with you, but you'll have to lead me on.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
I can't stay home. Come sundown on a Saturday, I start to get that itch to go. It ain't a bottle or a neon light that's pulling me out the door. I ain't slamming beers, I'm just a jam of beers. I'm a mother of a king of the road.
Tip of the cap to our truck driving friends right there, Pat Waters Band on WRCO's Light in the Mail Cow Show. Good morning, friends. It's 49 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Secretary Vilsack has optimism about Tuesday's GREET announcement. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The U.S. Ag Secretary says the U.S. Treasury's guidance for the modeling used to measure transportation emissions for sustainable aviation fuel is expected out this week. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip filed this report from Michigan.
Secretary Tom Vilsack tells Brownfield on Tuesday, GREET modeling details will help clear the air on how farmers can benefit from sustainable aviation fuel production tax credits.
It's important not to focus on rumor, but to actually wait until the Treasury Department issues the guidance. It's the Treasury Department that's issuing this. It's not the EPA.
He says the model is expected to serve as a placeholder in the 40B tax credit, which applies to a small amount of the fuel in production this year.
There's a 45Z credit, which is a pretty good credit. It provides quite the financial incentive to produce this fuel. To qualify for that, I'm confident there will be climate-smart agricultural opportunities.
Vilsack and House Ag Committee member Alyssa Slotkin hosted a fireside chat with Michigan farmers Friday. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Colombia has become the first country to ban imports of U.S. beef and beef products from states where dairy cattle have tested positive for avian influenza. Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the move is not science-based.
It's disappointing to see a country like Colombia that has been seeking access to the U.S. market for 20 years now to play games like this in this type of circumstance.
He tells Brownfield this isn't a beef industry issue. The U.S. is Colombia's largest supplier of imported beef, and Lane says the suspension of beef from specific states is unworkable and misguided. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service issued additional guidance for interstate movement of lactating dairy cows Friday. Wisconsin State veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle tells Brownfield Friday's update provides more clarity about required H5N1 virus testing, including the cost to farmers.
USDA will cover the cost of the test itself done at the non-lab, so there will be no testing fee for farmers. But there will be an associated cost with having their veterinarian do the testing and any shipping costs to get the samples to the lab.
Conkle says APHIS also clarified what can be done when shipping cull cows to slaughter.
They have added that to the guidance document that allows cattle moving directly to slaughter across state lines an exemption from the testing requirements. However, they will need some traceability information.
Conkle says it's possible USDA will make further recommendations based on what scientists learn about the virus and its impacts on cattle and other species. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News. This is your Fungicide Performance Report brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A quiet end of the week for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light to moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place throughout the week. Dress business in the north was up mostly $294. That's generally $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the south around $182, which is fully steady with the prior week's weighted averages. In Texas last week, feeder steers and heifers were $1 to $5 higher. The USDA says trade was fairly active and demand was good. There were several drafts of yearling steers and heifers coming off wheat. Medium and large one feeder steers, 700 to 741 pounds, brought $218 to $262. Feeder steers, 800 to 849 pounds, brought $205 to $240. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 710 to 747 pounds, brought $227.75 to $245. Box beef closed mix with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice up 22 cents at $297.14. Select was 94 cents lower at $288.72. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head. That's even on the week and up 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day higher with a very light negotiated run. While processors did have to put in some effort Friday, it was at much smaller numbers. Packers were active early in the week, which resulted in more sluggish business at the end of the week. Demand for U.S. pork has been strong on the global market, and processors have had to be more aggressive overall in their procurement efforts. Domestic demand has been showing some strength as well. Both are very supportive to prices. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were $1.67 higher with a weighted average of $90.38. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed firm up 14 cents at $97.63. Loins, bellies, butts, and ribs were all higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 439,000 head, down 41,000 on the week and down about 11,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up following the steady to higher cash business during the week, and lean hog futures ended the day lower, pressured by ongoing demand uncertainty. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Veltima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Veltima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet and cash hogs into the day higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield market update. There was a light to moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place throughout the week. Dress business was up mostly $294, generally $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the South were around $182. That's fully steady with the prior week's weighted averages. Estimated cattle slaughter on Friday was 113,000 head. That's even on the week and up 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a very light negotiated run. Packers kind of backed off their aggressiveness toward the end of the week. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.67 with a weighted average of $90.38. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Estimated hog slaughter was 439,000 head, down 41,000 on the week and down about 11,000 on the year. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Midwestern motorists can use E15 blended gasoline again this summer. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
E15 blended gasoline evaporates faster than E10, so it requires a waiver from the Environmental Protection Agency each year for summertime use. That waiver came recently, prompting Troy Bradenkamp of the Renewable Fuels Association to repeat the group's call for a permanent version.
If you had harmonization across the country by having year-round E15 resolved, then that would be a far better solution and a far better position for our supply chain so that there isn't disruption or no bottlenecks or anything like that. So yes, that's again speaking to the need for a 50-state strategy that allows for E15 to be sold year-round.
Scott Richman, also with the Renewable Fuels Association, says E15 is a consumer favorite.
The last few years, the economics of E15 have really been compelling, and so consumers and retail stations have responded to that. You're saving money, You're cutting greenhouse gas emissions, and air quality measures are the same or better. So it's a pretty winning combination. Just another reason why this shouldn't really be an issue anymore about whether E15 can be sold in conventional gasoline areas.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchi's crane truck. For more information, call Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
A Farm Bureau president says the nutrition guidelines missed an opportunity. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Wisconsin's Farm Bureau president praises USDA's recently announced school nutrition guidelines for keeping flavored milk in school meals, but he says the agency missed an opportunity. Brad Olson tells Brownfield the guidelines continue to allow skim and fat-free, regular, and flavored milks, but they should follow the science and allow 2% and whole options as well.
We have to be grateful that things didn't go backwards, but I think there was a great opportunity, not just for dairy, but for our young boys and girls across the nation.
Olson says making milk more tasty improves consumption and reduces waste, and it creates good lifelong eating habits that benefit children and adults.
You know, 2% whole milk just in the long run tastes better, and just the value of health benefits of having that milk in your diet is essential, and especially once we start looking at young children and bone development, other things.
Olson says Farm Bureau is supporting Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson's Whole Milk for Healthy Kids bill, but he admits the bill is struggling to get support in the U.S. Senate. Milk futures were lower in cash. Dairy prices mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. May Class 3 milk down 18 cents at $18 even. June down 14 to 1806. July down 13 at 1838. August down 19 cents at 1858. September through November contracts range from 14 cents lower in September to 1 cent higher in November. Dry whey was unchanged at 38 and a quarter, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up a penny, 175, one sale. Cheese barrels were up a quarter of a cent to 177 and a quarter with two sales. Butter was up a quarter of a cent to 297, 13 sales recorded there. Not that dry milk down a half cent at 111 with two sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products.
rapidly correct, and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
65 at WRCO is the predicted daytime high today, 42 tonight, and up to 71 tomorrow, so some warmer temperatures. 49 was the midnight reading. Right now, we're at 48 degrees. All total, about 87/100ths of rain since it began yesterday. Tony has more about weather coming up. Right now, we take a ride with Poco, serving up some fool's gold today.
Looking for love in too many places.
classic from Johnny Lee, going back to the urban cowboy days and Looking for Love. Here on the Light in the Milk Cow Show, it's coming up on 6 minutes before 6 o'clock and 49 degrees in Richland Center. A few April showers over the weekend to make the flowers grow in May. Mayflowers, indeed. And we're looking forward to getting into the growing season a little bit. Boy, just a beneficial rain and a good soaker yesterday. So good for all the little seeds that have been planted so far and will be probably this next week. And ooh, maybe good for the mushrooms, too. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Muscadet Morel Mushroom Headquarters is the place to be on Saturday, May 18th. Our tasting area will host Meister Cheese, Stanichka Cattle Company, Gillingham Meads LLC, Driftless Gold Organic Maple Syrup, Wild Hills Winery, and Surgeon's Winery from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Donnie Razik will play from noon to 3 p.m. Thank you, Meister Cheese and Muscadet Protein, Meyer Construction, and Biba Palooza for being proud sponsors of the festival.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like the brunt of the rain is shifting east and north of our area thanks to this low-pressure system currently in southeast Minnesota tracking northeast. It's possible a few glimmers of sunshine may occur today, and temperatures relatively seasonal. It should be a touch warmer tomorrow with more sunshine expected, so get out there and enjoy. Meanwhile, some heavy thunderstorms should break out later tomorrow afternoon in parts of southern Minnesota and western Iowa. They will weaken as they head our way tomorrow night, but still enough to bring us some rain at least by the late evening. Right now, it looks like maybe a few tenths of an inch are possible. As we head into Wednesday, back to mainly quiet weather, nice temperatures out there as well. But a large storm system will move in from the southwest for late Wednesday night and Thursday, bringing plenty of showers once again to the region. That one could be quite a soaking with at least an inch expected through Thursday night. Temperatures will cool down behind that system as we head into next weekend as well. So today, mostly cloudy to a few sun peaks, an isolated shower possible and turning breezy, high in the mid-60s. Southeast wind turning southwest at 10 to 17. For tonight, partial clearing, low 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer, high up to 71. Wind southwest becoming south around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night showers likely by late evening, maybe a thunderstorm, low at 51. Wednesday, partly cloudy and pleasant, high 73. Showers and thunderstorms likely late Wednesday night. Thursday, mainly cloudy with some occasional showers and storms likely. Low 50, high up to 70. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler, chance of showers early. Low 52 with a high of 63. Saturday, variably cloudy, some isolated showers possible. Low 43, high 61. Sunday looks a little cool with peaks of sun, maybe some patchy light rain. High 59. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
49 right now, cloudy conditions. Yesterday midnight was the 63 reading. We never got above that during the day on Sunday. We did pick up 86/100ths of an inch of rain on Sunday here at the studios. The record high for April 29th, 88 in 1952, while the record low, 22, was set in 1969. Last year's high, 55, and the low, 42. Sunset across the way between a little after 8:01 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:57 for this morning, or for tomorrow morning now, as we have passed the official sunrise time this morning, with a little bit of rain since midnight, 1/100th of an inch here at the studios. The air is calm.